This week's Cotton Newsline is three cuts. All cuts are Gary Adams, Vice President of Economics and Policy Analysis for the National Cotton Council. Cut one, coming in 3, 2, 1.
Putting that number at 15 million bales, and that's up about 700,000 bales from the July estimate, and then it's about 3 million bales higher than the total for the 2009 marketing year. So there are a number of factors that are coming into play, but right now at least there's some optimism about where U.S. exports may be for the 2010-11 marketing year.
Cut two, coming in 3, 2, 1.
Recovering from those lower levels that we observed during the recession. So that's a positive as we continue to see mill use expand. We do anticipate that China's going to be in a position where they need to buy more cotton this marketing year than they did last. Another country to watch is Pakistan. They're a fairly substantial producer of cotton, but they also import a fair amount of cotton. And we've certainly seen the stories about the devastating floods that have hit Pakistan. That has hit their cotton production regions as well. And so we probably will anticipate their crop being smaller than last year. And that could likely lead to some additional imports by Pakistan. India is going to continue to be a wild card because they are a competitor of the U.S. in world markets. They've had an export ban in place for the last several months. There's indications that that export ban may come off on October 1. So we do anticipate India to be a stronger competitor. I think the question there is, even though they resume exports October 1, how aggressive are they and how many bales are they willing to export before they get concerned about tightness in their own domestic market?
Cut. 3, coming in 3, 2, 1.
We're only less than a month into this current marketing year, but we already have a little more than 6 million bales of business on the books. Some of it was carryover sales from last marketing year that wasn't shipped. A lot of it is new crop sales, so we're already seeing that demand there, and we're already getting a lot of business on the books, and that's really the most business that we've had on the books for this time of a marketing year. So I think that's another positive, is there are inquiries from international mills, and they are looking at U.S. cotton as being a source for their cotton needs.